The apocryphal gospels, the accounts of Jesus Christ in the Quran, are not like the accounts that we are familiar with, because we only know the four gospels. But these were not the only gospels that were made. You remember the Da Vinci Code from 2003, the movie that was based on a book that was based on the infancy gospel of Thomas, that said that Jesus spoke when he was a baby, and that he made figurines or clay figurines of birds, and he breathed in them, and they became living birds. These stories are mentioned in the Quran, as well as the infancy gospel of Thomas. It is inaccurate to study the Quran only through the Old Testament Judaism and the New Testament Christianity, because what gave birth to Islam is mostly apocryphal books that are inspired by the Bible, but totally messed up the whole faith and the whole accounts of the Bible. Orthodox traditions. There is a story that is known in the book that is called The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, and is mentioned in the Quran. And this story is called The Story of the Seven Sleepers. The Seven Sleepers are supposedly early Christians who escaped the Roman persecution, and they hid in a cave of a mountain, and God caused them to sleep for 3 centuries. And then they woke up and they found out that the Roman persecution has ended. This story is recorded in the Quran in chapter 18, starting with verse 9, is actually celebrated by the Eastern Orthodox Church. And of course, the records of Muhammad's contemporary events and the teachings that he delivered and the wars that he fought and the local and contemporary records of Muhammad, these are the resources of the Quran and not God. You have learned that the Bible defines and offers the proof of its inspiration. The Quran fails both the first and the second one, and the third one, which actually the Quran says, well, this is my proof that I'm inspired. I confirmed the Bible. The Bible has only one message. Jesus Christ said, you search the scriptures, for in them you believe you have life, and they all point toward me. The Quran says that the way to God goes through Islam, which implies that you have to confess that there is only one God and that Muhammad is his prophet, implying that Muhammad has the preeminence over Jesus. The Quran also says that you have to keep the pillars of Islam to be like to go to heaven. So you have to work your way in Islam. The Bible says that we are not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ. Two radically different messages. The Quran commands, as we read yesterday, that Muslims believe in the Bible, while the Bible warns us from believing in any other message that is delivered by anyone. Now you can sleep at night. Now you know that the book that you have invested not only your lives but your eternities in true. And folks, this is very important when your family member asks you, why do you believe that the Bible is from God? Sometimes we sound like jerks when you say, well, because it is the truth, because I said so. It doesn't work this way. Now we know the proof. And now that you know, and by the way, why would anyone question the source of the Bible? Not many people question the sources of classics, of literature. I think the Bible tells us a motive why people attack the source of the Bible. And this is in Hebrews 3, verse 13. Why would anyone question the origin of the Bible? The writer of Hebrews says, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin is deceptive. Sin caused millions of people to believe in nonsense stuff like the evolution and the Big Bang theory. Why? Sin. Once you come to the realization that this is the Word of God, it holds a mirror toward you and tells you, this is you, this is how you look like. You have fell short of the glory of God. and we don't want to be judged. We don't want to be convicted. And if we wanted to continue our sinful life, we will do whatever it takes to question and to attack the origins of the Bible and the inspiration of the Bible. Because now that you have learned that the Bible is the Word of God, you are accountable to read it. Paul said in 1 Timothy 4:13, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Study your Bible. He says in 2 Timothy 2:15, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There is only one way to interpret the Bible. Every other way is a misinterpretation. Investigate your Bible. Like the Bereans, who the Bible says in Acts 17:11, were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness, and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Obey your Bible. Like James said in his book, chapter 1, verse 21, receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.